European diplomats are working to find a compromise on sanctions against Zimbabwe after European foreign ministers came to an impasse on the issue Monday. Greek Foreign Minister George Papandreou, whose country holds the European Union presidency, says officials will work to get a compromise this week. The Union's foreign ministers failed on Monday to agree on the renewal of sanctions on Zimbabwe, which include a travel ban against the country's leaders. The sanctions were put in place 1 year ago and are due to expire on February 18th. The 15-nation European Union imposed a visa ban and other measures on Zimbabwe's leadership as violence surged ahead of the 2002 presidential election, which was widely condemned as being rigged. But France has asked for a temporary exemption to allow Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe to attend a Franco-Africa summit in Paris next month. Other African leaders have threatened to boycott the summit if President Mugabe is not allowed to attend. At their meeting in Brussels Monday, the EU foreign ministers did not agree to France's request. Now France is believed to be blocking a renewal of the sanctions, which would expire just before the Paris summit. Zimbabwe's main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, has expressed disappointment with the EU's inaction, saying it plays into the hands of President Mugabe's government. The United States has urged the EU to enforce the travel ban against President Mugabe and his close associates. Douglas Baxian for VOA News, Luxembourg.